请我们一起来看圣经《哥林多前书》第一章。
Let's turn to the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4.
请念。
I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus.
第五节。
Verse 5, that you are enriched in everything by him, in all utterance and all knowledge.
第六节。
Verse 6, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you.
在这里，保罗为哥林多的教会来感谢神。
Here, Paul thanked God for Corinth, the church in Corinth.
那他也大概的描写一下他对哥林多教会的认识。
And he also briefly described what he thinks of the church in Corinth.
那这个哥林多教会呢，它是一个很有属灵的恩赐跟知识都很前辈的一个教会。
And this church in Corinth is a church that were
有属灵的恩赐。
Were filled with spiritual gifts.
那还有这个知识也都很完全。
And they also have full knowledge.
所以第七节说，保罗说，你们在恩赐上没有一样不及别人，不及人的。
So verse 7, Paul said that you came short in no gift compared to others.
那但是哥林多教会他们却以这个恩赐来做比较。
But yet, the church in Corinth have used their spiritual gifts as a mean to compare.
认为说有属灵越有属灵恩赐的人，他的灵性是超过别人。
And they thought that one with more spiritual gifts must have an exceedingly good spirituality as well.
那所以到十二章保罗在就来谈论到属灵的恩赐。
And so in chapter 12, Paul begins to talk about spiritual gifts.
这个属灵的恩赐不是来显示自己的灵性比较好。
And spiritual gifts, it's not to be used to show off one's state of faith or spirituality.
那这个哥林多教会，他们有很多的属灵的恩赐。
And in the Church of Corinth, they have a lot of spiritual gifts.
但是保罗说他们的灵性好像婴孩。
But yet Paul said that their spirituality or their faith is like an infant.
所以哥林多前书十二章，保罗就在讲恩赐的目的是什么。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul told them what is the purpose of having these gifts.
恩赐的目的是来造就会众，造就教会。
The purpose of the spiritual gifts is to edify the congregation or edify the church.
恩赐不是来来显示自己的灵性比较好。
And spiritual gifts is not meant to be used to show off one's high spirituality.
恩赐是神可以白白的赐给人。
Spiritual gifts were given freely by God.
那灵性是需要自己的努力加上神的祝福。
But spirituality needs an effort to be put forth by you, and then also added to it the grace from God.
好，我们看哥林多前书十二章三十一节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31.
请念。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way.
哥林多教会的信徒很看重属灵的恩赐。
And so the church in Corinth put a lot of emphasis on spiritual gifts.
这是好的，这也是对的。
That is a good and that is the right way.
我们要多求属灵的恩赐来造就弟兄姐妹。
We need to ask for more spiritual gifts so that we can edify brothers and sisters.
那在这里保罗说，你们要求那个更大的恩赐。
But yet, Paul said here that you must ask for a more excellent way.
他们很看重恩赐，但是保罗发现，他们其实 缺少了一项最重要的恩赐。
They put a lot of emphasis or importance on spiritual gifts, but yet Paul here discovered that they lack one gift.
所以让他们的灵性没有办法成长。
And this have caused them not able to grow in their spirituality.
照说他们有这么多属灵的恩赐，他们应该互相都得到造就。
Normally, if they have a lot of spiritual gifts, then they should be able to edify one another.
但是他们却没有得到造就，没有进步，是像婴孩。
But yet they weren't edifying, and then they were not able to grow, and they are just like an infant in their spirituality.
原因就是他们缺少了那个更大的恩赐。
And the reason is because they lack this one.More excellent way.
就是十三章保罗所要讲的这个爱的恩赐。
And which is what Paul talked about in chapter 13, that is the gift of love.
那保罗说这个爱是更妙的道。
And Paul said that this love is a more excellent way.
为什么这个爱是更妙的道？
Why did he say that love is a more excellent way?
第一个没有任何的恩赐能够跟这个爱来做比来相比。
Firstly, there's no spiritual gift that can be comparable to love.
意思就是说，这个爱这个恩赐是最重要的它也是基础。
And that is to say that love is the most important and the most basic one.
所以十三章的第一节说，一个人如果很有恩赐他能够讲万人的方言。但是没有爱，他就算不得什么。
And therefore, in chapter 13, verse 1 say, even though one might have a lot of gifts or a gift to speak in tongue, but yet have not love, then it is amount to nothing.
那第二节讲到，如果有能力、有信心，但是没有爱，在神来看，这也算不得什么。
And verse 2 it says that if one have a lot of faith, but yet have no love, then in the eyes of God, that is also count as nothing.
那第三节，纵然人做了很伟大的事情，但是没有爱，在神来看是没有价值的。
And verse 3 it says that even though one might do a lot of good deeds, but yet if he has not love, then it profits nothing.
那为什么爱是更妙的道？
Why is it that he said that love is a more excellent way?
十三章第八节说爱是永不止息的。
And 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8 said love never fails.
当主耶稣再来的时候这些所谓属灵的恩赐已经不再需要了。
When the Lord Jesus Christ come again, then the so-called spiritual gifts will no longer be needed.
我们已经不再需要彼此来造就。
We no longer need to edify one another.
我们已经亲眼看，我们已经跟主耶稣在一起了，也不再需要有所谓的信心。
Because we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, we no longer need a faith.
这个天国已经实现了，我们也不再需要所谓的盼望。
If the heavenly kingdom is already here and is already fulfilled, then we no longer need to hope.
那第八节说，只有爱是永远不止息的。
Verse 8 says here, only love will prevail forever.
那十三章的十三节最后说，十三节请念。
And let's read 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
这里说最大的是爱。
He says the greatest of these is love.
信心是一个基础。
Faith is the basic.
有信心才会有真正的盼望。
If we have faith, then we have a true hope.
那有盼望才能够有爱心的行动。
And if we have hope, then we can have show love.
那信心盼望都是为了做这个爱的基础。
And faith and hope, they are the foundation for love.
爱的行为出于信心。
And our action in love springs from faith.
爱的行动出于我们对永生的盼望。
Our action in love comes from a hope in eternal life.
所以爱是保罗说它是更妙的道。
Therefore, Paul called love as a more excellent way.
啊，因为爱胜过了物质的丰富。
Because love, wins, over or overcomes, material wealth.
好，我们请看箴言十五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章十七节。
Proverbs 15 verse 17.
十七节，少有财宝敬畏神，强如十七节，吃素菜彼此相爱，胜过吃肥牛彼此相恨。这一节告诉我们，爱啊胜过物质的丰富。
Here it tells us that love is better than all the material things.
好，这是一个看重物质的社会。
And today's society is a society that put a lot of emphasis on material things.
但是我们也看到物质的丰富也常常带来很多的问题。
But we see that material abundance a lot of time brings a lot of problems as well.
所以在这个社会里头不是缺乏物质。
So in this world, we do not lack material things.
这个社会是缺乏爱。
But this world lacks love.
在我们生活当中，在这个社会上，有很多的法律或者条规。
In our life or in this world that we live in, we have a lot of rules and regulations.
让人外表上，能够去遵守这些条规。
And on the surface, it seems like people are obeying the law.Or these rules.
是被强迫去遵行的。
But we are forced to obey them.
但是呢，爱是让人从里头真的来做出来。
But love will compel one to take action from within the heart.
所以条规只能够让人表面的来表现出一些行为。
And so rules and regulations will only cause someone to take actions superficially or under surface.
那只有爱呢，是让人从里头发出来，从里头来表现出来。
Only love will compel someone to do something out of the heart.
那单所以爱是一个最妙之道。
And so therefore we say love is a more excellent way.
那我们也常常在强调着人要有责任感。
And we often emphasize that we need to have a sense of responsibility.
所以这种责任感，让人能够去做该做的事情，对的事情。
So a sense of responsibility will cause someone to do things that are right or things that they ought to do.
但是只有爱啊，能够让事情不但做对，而且做得美。
But only love can cause someone to do the right thing and to do wonderful things.
Beautiful
things.
人都有这个追求美的这种天性倾向。
And man has the tendency to look for beauty.
那只有美，只有爱，能够让事情不但做对，而且做得美。
And only love can compel someone to do the right thing and the beautiful, and make it beautiful.
这就是为什么教会跟社会不一样。
And this is why the church is different than the world.
为什么教会跟公司不一样？
And that is also why the church is different than the workplace.
公司只要把事情做对就好。
In your work or in the office, you only need to do things right.
在公司我们很少看到说，哇，这个很美。
And in your workplace, it's probably very rare for you to see something and say, oh, it's really beautiful.
那教会呢，很看重这个爱，所以在教会里头，不但把事情做对了，而且做得美。
And church put a lot of importance on love, and therefore at church you see a lot of things that were done right and also that were beautiful.
有一个弟兄说他实在是很恨呐。穿着制服。
And there's a brother that said that he really hated wearing uniforms.
他上班的地方都要穿制服。
Because he has to wear uniform at work.
在公司的地方就是要把事情做对了。
And at work, he needs to do things right.
很多时候就没有这个所谓的爱在里头，所以不美，不吸引人。
And therefore, a lot of times there weren't a love involved, and therefore it wasn't beautiful and it wasn't attractive.
那来到教会啊，我们不用穿制服。
And when we come to church, we do not need to wear uniform.
那更重要的是，在教会里头，我们在追求爱。
And most importantly, at church, we pursue or seek after love.
所以在教会里头，我们可以看到美。
And so at church, we will see beautiful things.
那这个爱也好像是阳光，这个爱的阳光跟这个物质的阳光有相似的地方。
And so love is also like light, and the light of love and the light of the material things has some common points.
这个阳光具有杀菌的作用。
And we know that light has the effect of killing germs.
那这个爱的阳光啊，也一样有杀菌的作用。
And so that is also the same. So the light of love is also the same, can work the same way.
比如说人生活里头的这一种不平安或者是怨恨，这个就好像人生活里头的细菌。
And so all the unpeaceful things in one's life or all the sorrow, those are like the germs in a person's life.
这些细菌呢、啊，会破坏我们的生活。
And these germs will actually ruin our life.
那爱的阳光能够帮助我们消除害怕，消除怨恨。
And so the light of love will help us to get rid of hatred and get rid of fear.
所以保罗说，爱是最妙之道。
And therefore, Paul called love a more excellent way.
我们请看，也看啊，《哥林多前书》十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章第一节。
Verse 1.
保罗说：“你们要效法我，好像我效法基督一样。”
And Paul said, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ."
有时候我们发现小孩子啊，他讲话的口气啊，甚至他的这个表情啊，或者说他的行为啊，跟他的父母亲很像。
Sometimes we might observe that little children, their mannerism or their personality or even the way they do things or act will be similar to their parents.
因为他们在家里，他们常常看父母亲。
Because at home they look at their parents often.
所以常常看什么，我们就会像什么。
And so when we look at something long enough, then we will start to imitate it.
那这个保罗啊，他是效法基督的，他是常常看着主耶稣。
So Paul here, he imitated Christ. That means that he often looked at Christ.
所以保罗他常常看主耶稣，所以呢，他就像主耶稣。
And because Paul looked at Christ, very often, therefore he become more like Christ.
主耶稣就是爱。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is love.
保罗常常看主耶稣，所以呢，这个保罗就像主耶稣。保罗呢，在他的生活里头就充满着爱。
And because Paul looked at Christ often, he imitates Christ, and in his life he is filled with love.
所以他来说什么是爱啊，就说得很清楚。
And therefore he was able to describe very clearly what love is.
所以在哥林多前书十三章四节到这个第七节保罗就把这个爱啊很简单，但是讲得很清楚。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 4 to 7, he used a very simple way, but yet very clearly described love.
那我们也可以看到，其实保罗所描述的，这个就是主耶稣的爱。
And we can see that what he was describing here is the love of Christ.
哦，他这里所描述的正是很多这些古圣徒他们的爱。
And what he was describing here was also the love of the apostle, the disciples.
哦，这几个经节我们很熟，甚至我们会背。
And we are very familiar with these verses, and we can even recite it.
那既然爱是最妙之道啊，所以我们啊就再来简单的把它复习一下。
And since love is a more excellent way, so let us do some review today.
好，第一个，这里说爱是很久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
And first, it says that love suffers long and is kind.
这个正是神的本性，神的本性。
And this is the divine character of God.
好，神对人呢、啊？是充满着忍耐跟恩慈。
And towards men, God hath a lot of endurance and also patience.
哦，这个世界一直到现在都还没有毁灭，这就是神的忍耐跟恩慈。
And the fact that this world has not been destroyed yet, this already shows God's endurance, and His patience and His kindness.
哦，所以神就是爱。
Therefore, God is love.
哦，爱就是神的一个很重要的本性。
And love is a very important character or divine character of God.
那再来，爱是啊，爱是不嫉妒。
Next, it says love does not envy.
我们看人啊，是用望远镜在看，还是用显微镜在看？
When we look at others, do we look at them through binoculars or do we look at them through magnifying glass?
就是说，我们在看人，我们是在挑错，还是我们是在关心
？And in other words, when we look at others, are we look at them with care, or do we look at them to see their weaknesses?
好，我们是在欣赏人，哦，还是我们在挑错
？And when we look at others, do we admire them, or do we try to pick fault?
爱是会让我们很愿意、很实在的去欣赏人。
Love would make us willingly go and admire others.
每一个人都有他的长处跟优点。
Everyone has their own shortcomings and their own strengths.
那爱是不嫉妒，爱会去欣赏人的优点、人的长处。
And love does not envy, and love will admire other people's strengths.
那保罗写这个哥林多前书，他是要纠正哥林多教会的这些信徒。
And so, Paul, when he wrote these epistles for Corinthians, he was trying to correct the way of the church in Corinth.
那他不是只是看到他们的缺点。
So he did not only look at their weaknesses.
保罗实在也看见也欣赏他们的优点。
And Paul also saw their strength and he admired those strengths.
所以哥林多前书一章第四节，我们一开始所念的，保罗为他们感谢神。
And therefore, in the previous verse, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 that we just read, Paul thanked God for them.
因为他们实在有很多的属灵的恩赐在这个哥林多的教会里头。
Because that church did have a lot of spiritual gifts.
保罗很欣赏他们，很欣赏他们的优点。
And Paul admired their strength.
那他没有去嫉妒他们的这些优点。
And Paul did not envy their strengths.
那再来，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Next, it says that love does not parade itself; it is not puff up.
如果是出于嫉妒，人就会容易骄傲。
And if it's out of envy, it's very easy for one to be proud.
那人如果是这个所谓的张狂哈，他也就容易去嫉妒别人。
And so if one is puffed up, then it's very easy for him to envy others. 啊，
那再来啊，这个爱啊，第五节说爱是不做鲁莽的事情啊，或者不做害羞的事情。
Verse 5 said, love does not behave rudely.
啊，就是不会去做不合理的事情。
That is to say that it will not do things that are unreasonable.
啊，也就是在对待人，会有节制，会照着道理来做。
That is to say that we have self-control when we treat others, and we also do according to the truth.
所以因为爱而做的事情，通常它不会带来羞耻。
And if we do something out of love, mostly it will not bring us shame.
爱是不做那个不合理的事情。
And so, love does not do anything that is unreasonable.
在这个社会上有很多事情也说这是爱。
And in this world, people might say that they do a lot of things out of love.
但是做的是不合理的事情。
But what they do is something that's really unreasonable.
所以带来的结果就是羞耻。
And so the consequence or the result of that is shame or embarrassment.
再来，爱是不求自己的益处。
Next it says love does not seek its own.
那这个也是一个爱里头很重要的内容。
And this is also a very important content of love.
爱是不求自己的益处。
That love does not seek its own.
那通常父母亲对儿女的爱就是这样子的爱。
And this often used to describe the love from parents to their child.
这个不求自己的益处，另外一句话来讲，就是一种牺牲。
And love that does not seek its own. In other words, this is a sacrifice.
父母亲对儿女的爱常常是这种牺牲的爱。
A lot of time, the love from a parent to a child is this sacrificial love.
那我们要用这种父母亲的牺牲的爱，来彼此相爱。
And so we need to love one another with this sacrificial love, just like a parent would love their child.
这个父母亲他们deny 自己然后来爱自己的儿女。
And so the parents will deny themselves. And they love their children.
把好的东西自己不用留给儿女。
And they will not use a good things that are good for themselves, but a lot of time they will save it for their children.
把自己的儿女打扮得漂漂亮亮的，自己穿得很普通。
And they will dress up their children very nicely, and yet they will just wear very ordinarily.
有哪一个人不喜欢自己穿得漂漂亮亮的？
And who do not like to dress up?
那这就是一种牺牲的爱。
So that's the love that sacrificing.
我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章二十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 24.
无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
这是一个基督徒在人与人之间生活的一个很重要的原则。
So this is a very important principle regarding our interaction or our relationship with another.
那在十章三十三节，保罗又说一次。
And Paul said this again in verse 33.
下半句话说，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
Later part said, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved.
当我们能够用这样子的爱来爱别人，就能够帮助他们得救。
When we love others in these manners, then we will help them to be saved.
一个人或许没有那么容易就看到神。
And it's not easy for one to see God.
但是一个人很容易的能够看到、体会到我们对他的爱。
But a person would be very easily see or experience the love that we give.
这种不求自己的益处的爱。
This kind of love that does not seek its own.
哦，这就是像主耶稣那样子牺牲的爱。
And this is the love, just like the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he sacrificed himself.
啊，再来十三章的第五节哈，不轻易发怒。
And continue on 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, it is not provoked.
爱是一种力量。
And love is a type of strength.
那这个力量可以表现在很多的事情上面。
And we can, and we can use this in a lot of different aspects.
那不轻易发怒啊，这就是一种力量。
And when one does not easily provoke, that is a type of strength as well.
一个有爱的人，他不轻易发怒的。
A person that has love will not be easily provoked.
常常有人说，我实在是忍不住了，所以我发脾气了。
Some people would say, I really cannot bear it anymore. That's why I was angry.
这个我没有办法，我实在是没有办法控制自己不发脾气。
They might say, I really cannot control myself not to get angry.
没有那个力量。
They did not have that strength.
爱的力量。
The strength or the power of love.
主耶稣就是爱。
And God is, the Lord Jesus is love.
所以甚至主耶稣在十字架上，人都还要激怒他。
And even when he was crucified on the cross, men were still wanted to provoke him.
那我们也实在看到爱的力量是这么的大。
And we see how great the power of love is.
主耶稣没有从十字架上就下来。
The Lord Jesus Christ did not come down from the cross.
主耶稣没有吩咐天使来把这些人给除灭。
And he did not order angels to come and destroy all these people.
因为主耶稣是爱。
Because he is love.
所以他不会被激动而发怒而来做不合理的事情。
And therefore, he would not be provoked and get angry, and he would not do unreasonable things.
那再来，爱是不计算人的恶。
Here, next it says, love thinks no evil.
他的意思就是原谅。
And what it means is that you forgive.
每一个人都有可能去得罪别人。
And everyone will have the opportunity to wrong others.
那这就是 evil， 这就是恶。
And so that's evil.
那当别人得罪我们的时候，这个爱啊，就是不计算他的恶，意思就是原谅他。
And so when others wrong us, then we would keep no record of that wrong. And so that means that we forgive them.
那当我们能够原谅，当我们能够原谅别人啊，那我们就是让自己得到释放。
When we are able to forgive others, then we release ourselves.
心中就没有那个不满或者怨恨。
And in our heart, we no longer have this dissatisfaction or hatred.
怨恨对自己是一种折磨。
And hatred is actually a torture to ourselves.
那所以原谅是对自己的奖赏。
And so when we forgive, that's a reward we give ourselves.
那怎样才能够去原谅？
So how can we forgive others?
就是爱。
And that's through love.
那当然爱啊，不是让自己再去受伤害。
And of course, when we love, we do not, it does not mean that we will go ahead and let ourselves be hurt again.
那原谅啊，不等于说鼓励他继续这样来伤害别人。
And that we forgive the other person, it does not mean that we encourage the action of hurting others.
所以主耶稣在说原谅的时候，他同时加上要归欠，要去欠。要去说出对方的不对。
And so, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he talks about forgiveness, he said that you need to, when you correct a person, when you forgive a person, you need to correct them or tell them what they did wrong.
你这样对我，我很不高兴，但是我不跟，我原谅你。
And you have to tell the person that what you treated me this way, I'm not happy that you treated me this way, but yet I forgive you.
哦，你这样子做是不对的，哦，我原谅你。
What you did was wrong, but I forgive you.
哦，那意思就是你不能够再伤害我。
And what it means that you cannot hurt me again.
哦，你不能够再做这个不对的事情。
You cannot do this again because this is wrong.
好，那再来说，爱是啊，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Verse 6, love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
啊，所以爱不是溺爱、纵容。
And so, love does not mean indulgent or spoiling.
啊，因为这个爱啊，是喜欢真理。
Because love rejoices in the truth.
哦，所以这个爱啊，真的是最妙之道。
And so love is indeed a more excellent way.
哦，这个好莱坞的电影也都是在讲爱。
And a lot of Hollywood movies talks about love.
哦，但是那一种爱啊，是充满着很多的羞耻，充满着很多的问题。
But that type of love contains a lot of shame and a lot of issues.
哦，那一种爱里头，常常也包括着啊很多的嫉妒，很多的仇恨。
That type of love contains a lot of hatred and envy.
哦，因为那种爱里头有很多的不义。
Because in those type of love, there's a lot of unrighteousness.
哦，因为那种爱里头没有真理。
And because there's no truth in those type of love.
好，那再来。第七节提到这个爱的原则。
And verse 7 continues to talk about the principles of love.
以上所提到的这些内容做法那要符合第七节所讲的这些原则。
And so what was mentioned in previous verses, the things that we should or shouldn't do, it must be in accordance to the principles mentioned in verse 7.
第七节第一样爱是凡事的包容。
The first thing mentioned in verse 7, that love bears all things.
那我已经讲过了，爱是喜欢真理。
And we talk about how love rejoices in the truth.
所以他不是溺爱，不是纵容。
So it wasn't love does not mean that you spoil others or indulge others.
那什么是凡事包容
？So what does it mean that love bears all things?
就好像一个房子的屋顶。
Just like a roof.
这个屋顶能够保护在这个屋顶底下的人。
A roof will give shelter to anything under it.
所以爱是凡事包容，就是爱呢是为了要保护人。
And so love bears all things. So love is to protect others.
这个爱的原则就是它像是一个屋顶一样，它能够保护人。
So this principle means that love is just like a roof. It will protect or give shelters to others.
溺爱纵容，这个绝对没有办法保护人。
And when your love is just spoiling others or indulgence, then it will not never protect anything.
那原谅才可以医治人，才可以保护人。
And only with forgiveness that you can't heal others and protect them.
那为什么能够原谅？就是因为爱是凡事包容。
Why is it that we are able to forgive others? That is because love bears all things.
你做错的事，我不愿意再伤，我不要再伤害你。
You say to others that you even though you did something wrong, but I do not want to hurt you anymore.
你伤害了我，那我也要伤害你，不是这样的。
And so we do not say to others that since you hurt me, I will hurt you back.
你做错的事情，那我要让你不要再伤害自己。
You did something wrong, then I will not let you hurt yourself again.
做错事情不但伤害别人，其实也是伤害自己。
Because when you did something wrong, You're not only hurting others, you're hurting yourself too.
哦，所以需要爱来医治，要爱来保护。
So we need love to heal and also love to protect.
哦，一个做错事情的人最怕的是也没有爱来医治他。
When someone who did something wrong, what's worse for him is that he has no love to heal him.
哦，那么他就会更加的错。
Then he will continue on the wrong path.
哦，他就更加的伤害自己。
And he will hurt himself even more.
哦，就没有受到保护。
Then he will not be protected.
啊，再来，爱是凡事的相信。
Next is love believes all things.
如果没有爱的话，就是怀，只是会怀疑对方。
If we do not have love, we will always be suspicious of others.
哦，那怀疑里头是没有办法把事情做好。
And so if we always in doubt or have suspicion, then we will not be able to do things well.
哦，所以我们对人啊，我们要存着相信。
So we need to believe in others.
哦，那因为我们的对他的相信，让不可能会成为可能。
And because we believe, then the impossible will become possible.
哦，其实人都很敏感的。
And a lot of times, men are sensitive.
哦，既然你不相信我，那我就继续做不对的事情。
And he said, since you do not believe in me, then I will continue to just do wrong.
哦，那你既然相信我，我就要做得更好。
But since you believe in me, then I will do better.
哦，这个是很真实的人性。
And that is a very realistic nature of man.
哦，这个社会上为什么坏人越来越坏？
Why is it that in this world the evil person become more evil?
哦，其中的一个原因就是没有人相信他。
One of the reasons is because no one believed them.
哦，所以呢，他就不可能变好。
And therefore, it's impossible for them to turn.To good.
哦，有一些本来不好的，他会后来为什么变好
？And there are some people who were originally not good, but how did they turn into a good person?
哦，因为有人开始对他相信、信任他。
Because there was someone who begins to believe in them and help them.
这个就是爱的原则。
And that's the principle of love.
凡事相信。
To believe all things.
这样就会帮助那一个人。这人家相信我，所以我一定要做对做好。
Then you will be able to help the other person because he will think that since someone believes in me, then I will do something that's good.
哦，再来是爱是凡事盼望。
Next, love hopes all things.
哦，我们都知道盼望才会让前途是光明的。
We know that when we have hope, then we have bright future.
哦，我们对人要有爱，就是对这一个人，我们对他有盼望。
And when we said we love someone, means that we have hope in him.
哦，我相信你能够。你能够改正你自己。
I believe you will be able to correct yourself.
哦，我相信你会越来越好。
I believe you will turn better.
哦，我对你是有盼望的。
I have hope in you.
哦，为什么有很多人是越来越不好？
Why is it a lot of people turn worse?
哦，因为人家对他没有盼望，所以他觉得他是绝望的，他是没有用的。
Because everyone lose hope in him, and he feels that he's hopeless, and he has no future.
哦，所以他就没有办法变成光明。
And therefore, it's hard for him to turn into a bright future.
哦，所以凡事盼望可以让每一个人每一件事情都变成是光明的。
So hope in all things, so that everything can be brighter.
哦，那最后还是凡事忍耐。
And at the end, it says love endures all things.
哦，那。这个爱对方就是要医治对方。
And to love another means that we heal another.
哦，那这个忍耐啊，带来真正的医治。
And endurance will bring a true healing.
当我们对一个人，我们相信他，我们对他的将来有盼望，他不是马上就变得像我们想象的那么好。
When we believe in others and have hope that he will turn into a better way, but that person will not immediately turn good.
哦，看我们自己就好，很多事情我们也不是马上的变得那么好，那么理想。
And just look at ourselves in everything. We do not just turn to the ideal state, or we do not turn better in just a moment.
哦，我们每一个人都有很多的挫折，很多的失败。
A lot of us will stumble upon a lot of obstacles and maybe experience a lot of failures.
哦，所以我们每一个人都需要爱。
So every one of us need love.
哦，这种凡事的忍耐。
And this love that endures all things.
哦，因为别人对我们的忍耐，所以我们能够长大，我们可以进步。
Because of other people's endurance, we are able to grow and we are able to improve ourselves.
哦，那我们对别人的忍耐。也能够医治他，也能够让他变得更好。
When we have endurance towards others, then we can heal that person and also make him better.
哦，那主耶稣就是爱。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is love.
哦，他是爱的来源，他是爱的保障。
He is the source of love. He is the guarantee of love.
哦，那我们追求爱，就是在追求永生。
So when we seek after love, we seek after eternal life.
哦，我们追求爱，就是在追求生命的成长。
When we seek after love, we seek after the growth in life.
哦，我们追求爱，就是在将神的主耶稣的生命把它彰显出来。
When we seek after love, we seek after showing God's, the Lord Jesus Christ's love in our life.
啊，爱真的是最妙之道。
Love is indeed a more excellent way.
哦，爱是更大的恩赐。
And love is that greater gift.
啊，让我们继续来看重，来追求。这个爱的恩赐。
Let us put, continue to put importance and focus on seeking after this gift of love.
好，我们来唱诗345首。
Let's sing hymn 345.
好，我们唱第一节跟最后。